ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ilahi wa Mawlaya ajrayta alayya hukman ittaba'tu fihi hawa nafsi. ولم أحترس فيه من تزيين عدوي فغرني بما أهوى وأسعده على ذلك القضاء فتجاوزت بما جرى علي من ذلك بعض حدودك وخالفت بعض أوامرك فلك الحجة علي في جميع ذلك ولا حجة لي فيما جرى علي فيه قضاءك وألزمني حكمك وبلاءك.
Brothers and sisters, we have reached this part of the Divine Kumail supplication. فلك الحجة علي في جميع ذلك. Yours is the argument against me in all that. وَلَا حُجَّةَ لِي فِيمَا جَرَى عَلَيَّ فِيهِ قَضَاءُكَ. I have no argument in what your destiny put into effect through me. وَأَلْزَمَنِي حُكْمُكَ وَبَلَاءُكَ. I have no argument in what your decree and your tribulation imposed upon me. Prior to this part, Imam Ali alayhi salam, in this Kumail supplication, says to Allah that I have followed the caprice of my own soul. I did not defend myself from my enemy, and that is why I was deluded through my own soul's caprice, and I crossed some of your barriers. I forgot some of my duties, and I disobeyed some of your commandments. And as a kind of a conclusion to this part, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, فَلَكَ الْحُجَّةُ عَلَيَّ فِي جَمِيعِ ذَلِكَ. I have no argument for getting misled. I have no argument for committing sins. That is why I cannot claim innocence before you, my Lord, in hereafter. And Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the believers, is warning us about the importance of soul in receiving and giving. I mean, the soul is a kind of connecting device. On one hand, it receives from Allah, and on the other hand, it gives out. And if the soul loses this feature of connecting man to Allah, it would be devoid of all its value. It would no longer be of any benefit. It would be lifeless, just like the physical heart at the time of death. According to the verses of the Holy Quran, the heart receives from the Quran and it gets softened, it goes humble, and then it interacts with the guidance of Allah and His light, subhanahu wa ta'ala, which He has sent to His servants. Now, in the second aspect, the heart plays the role of disseminating the light. It spreads the kind of guidance it has received from Allah. But sometimes this heart does not receive any light, nor does it give it away. I mean, this is the state of complete obscurity. This is the state of a dead heart, a state in which the heart has lost all signs of life, because life of the heart is depending on what it receives and what it spreads out And when it is devoid of this feature, this is devoid of life.
My God, my Master, you decreed a law for me, but instead I obeyed my own low desires, and I did not guard myself against the allurements of my enemy. He deceived me with vain hopes, whereby I was led astray, and fate helped him in that respect. So I transgressed some of the limits set for me by you, and I disobeyed some of your commandments. You therefore have a just case against me in all those matters, and I have no plea against your judgment which you passed against me. I have therefore become liable to your judgment and afflictions. Thank you, Allah, God, that we hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So the role of heart is so important in receiving the guidance and giving it out to the others, specifically the human himself. But there are some factors that cause the obscurity of the heart, the most important of which are the sins. The Islamic narrations assert that of the most significant factors that lead to the obscurity of the heart and its alienation from Allah are two things: disregard for the signs of Allah and committing sins. And Imam Ali alayhi salam beautifully is telling us that by committing sins, by disregarding the signs of Allah, by disregarding the human's duties, the heart is somehow alienated from Allah. It forgets its own duties, so it's not functioning pretty well. Because they invert these sins, invert the heart, deprive the man of the sweetness of the remembrance of Allah, and most importantly, they withhold prayer. Imam Ali alayhi salam is confessing to the sins, also warning us about the importance of soul. Let us end our discussion in this program with a beautiful, important tradition quoted from the most valid Shi'i books. It is narrated from Abd al-Ala that he says, I heard Imam Sadiq alayhi salam saying, a beautiful woman is brought forth to Allah in hereafter who has committed sins due to her beauty. So for acquitting herself, she says, O Lord, you created me beautiful, so I was deceived because of my beauty, and that is why I committed sins. Hence, Mary alayhi salam is brought forth, and that sinful woman is asked, are you more beautiful than her? We created her beautiful, but she maintained her faith. She was not deluded by her soul. Then a handsome youth is brought forth to Allah, who has done many wrongdoings because of his attraction. He says, O Allah, you created me beautiful. That's what led me to unlawful relationships. So Joseph, alayhi salam, is brought forth, and that man is told, are you prettier than Joseph, who maintained himself from corruption and did not commit sins? And another person is then brought, who has been deceived by his soul because of his hardships and calamities. He says, O Allah, you put me in various difficulties so that I lost my patience and committed sins. Therefore, Prophet Ya'qub is brought forth, and it is said, were your problems more severe than those of Ya'qub, who suffered from many calamities, but he kept himself safe from wrongdoings? Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you through all my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me.